This is the Uncover You podcast, and I'm Eva Berunius. I'm here to help you navigate your transformational journey so you can experience the you underneath the conditioning and unconscious beliefs. You always find the show notes over at selfmasteryandbeyond.com. Let's get to the core of things. Here's today's episode.
Welcome to another episode in the Uncover You podcast. And again, I'm recording from a lovely outdoor patio overlooking like the jungle and so much lush green around me. So I'm actually traveling back to Sweden today. So this will be the last episode that you'll get with birdsong and little sounds around for now. But I wanted to come on today and just talk a little shorter episode about something that came up this week in one of the group sessions inside Being Me. And it's that question of how do we know if we're overreacting to an external situation? Say that you're in a situation, maybe it's with your partner, maybe it's a conflict, maybe they're talking to someone and you feel jealous. And you don't know, are they actually doing something that is not okay with you? And are they actually doing something that could be considered wrong or hurtful? Or is it you? Are you overreacting? Because a part of you also want to give them that freedom. Like, you love them, right? And you want to trust them. And you want to show that you're cool and fine and chill and, you know, give them everything that they want in the relationship. Or maybe it's a situation at work. Maybe there's a conflict and you feel like people are being mistreated. But you also sense that there's a strong reaction with this. Like you feel like you can't even talk about this or put your foot down or have a conversation without it bringing up like so strong emotions inside of you. So, how do you know when it's you overreacting to a situation or actually a situation that you're not okay with? And how the heck do you navigate everything that's going on inside of you? That's what I want to talk about today. And the short answer to this, I'll give it to you right away, is that it's usually both. It is a situation that you're not entirely okay with, and you're having a strong reaction because of past experiences and unprocessed wounds. So the recommendation here is always to go and process the emotion first, to take responsibility for what you're feeling and what has nothing to do with this other person or with this situation, and go process it. And we're going to talk a lot more about how to actually do this. But first I want to talk about the consequences of going into polarization with this, because we tend to get so confused and overwhelmed in situations like this that we go into either or. Maybe we go into blaming them because we feel so much pain or insecurity or something so uncomfortable with what the other person is doing. So the only response we have is lashing out at them. How could you do this? You're a terrible person. You don't love me. How could you be so terrible and hurtful? Or maybe we punish them with our silence, right? We're like, they should know what they have done. And we withdraw our attention from them, right? And we don't talk about it and we're silent, but we're just sitting and percolating in all the hurt that we felt for days, hoping that they will understand or that they should understand what they've done, come apologize. And this is the strategy that we have for doing that, often unconsciously, right? It's the only way, maybe, that we've seen, that we've experienced, that we can do to kind of get our power back. Because in this, there's often a power struggle. We have felt like our power was taken away, and now we're fighting to get it back. So this might be what you go into if you're believing the stories that they've done something terrible. But then on the other side, after you've lashed out on them, or coming out of the emotional wave, you might feel like, oh my God, I totally overreacted. That's so stupid of me. I'm so silly. How could I do this to them? I'm going to ruin the relationship. They're not going to love me anymore. So now you might go into fawning, to people pleasing. I'm so sorry, compensating, making it up. And what happens in that scenario is that you're not honoring what you actually felt, and you are part of making it wrong. I overreacted. There was something wrong with what I was feeling. It was too much. It was crazy. But see, what you felt was never too much. It's the perfect amount. It's the perfect intensity. But it might not have to do with the situation itself only. Because what you were touching on was a wound of something unprocessed that you never got to fully feel and have kind of a closure to. Like, this emotion has been processed out. Yes, it was safe to feel this way. Maybe there was something that you needed to express. So when we swing to that other side, and it might happen immediately, right? You might not even go into blaming and bashing the other person. You might feel that immediately. This is me. Why am I feeling this way? I'm wrong for feeling this way. I shouldn't be so jealous. I shouldn't, you know, this or that. When we swing to that side, we're keeping the wound intact, right? Because that sense of yourself that feels that way, that aspect of you that feels jealous, that feels insecure, that feels hurt, that aspect of you gets shamed. And you are the one treating that part of you in that way. So maybe how you were treated at a certain point in your life, you have now internalized, and you are saying the same thing to that aspect of you. You shouldn't be feeling that way, which makes this part of you feel very alone, very misunderstood and confused, because it doesn't know, well, I feel this way, so what do I do with this? Should I just disappear? Like, what do I do with what I'm feeling? This part of you that was often a young version of you, right? That felt this way, that never had like the support in processing that. Never had someone show up and say, of course you feel this way, that's okay. It might not mean that the stories you have about it are true, but here I'm going to show you how you can pull that apart. Here are the stories that your mind is making, and here's the emotion in the body. And the emotion in the body is never wrong. It just is. It's just there to be felt and processed. And once you've processed it, you will feel a lot more clear. You will have a lot more clarity on how you want to navigate the situation itself. So this is what we often missed, having a person around us treating our emotions this way, treating our expressions this way, and just kind of showing the way. And we usually didn't see people treat their own emotions and process their own emotions this way around us. So how would we know? How would this part of us that feels confused and conflicted inside know how to do this? And even the protector parts, right, that shames and blames and points the finger somewhere else, they don't know better. But now, you do. With this episode and with the work that I'm sharing with you, and with a new way of understanding your inner world, you have a new blueprint. And this will require practice. It's like unlearning the other skills and strategies that you've learned so you can come back to treating all your expressions with love, with acceptance. Okay. So when we often get ourselves in a tangle because we're like, I should accept the other person and I should accept what they want in life, what we're missing is accepting our own emotions around it and maybe accepting that we do not want this. This is how we start pulling this apart. Number one, like step one, is to kind of accept and give room for both. It might be me and my reactions and an unprocessed wound that makes my response to this situation so strong. And that's mine to process and feel. Not just because like this heavy burden of responsibility, like that's my responsibility that I have. No, I want to reframe that and I want to say because it's your gift. This is your power to feel. This is not just like a burden or something to check off your list. See, I'm taking responsibility for me. No, there's beauty, aliveness in feeling that. Only you can alchemize this wound into something beautiful. Only you can bring love into this experience. And that is beautiful. When you do that, there is freedom. There is expansion. There's love on the other side. And this part of you will start to feel loved, which will completely shift its world, right? So now this wound, now this reaction won't come up as strongly. And it might take some time for this part to know that, ah, what I'm feeling is okay, so I don't have to scream so loud. Okay. So this is your gift. This is your opportunity. Not just a burden, and I'm sorry I haven't processed this yet. I'm sorry I'm not healed yet. Whew. Oh my God, this is the gift. And so much beauty is going to come out of it. Okay. So, we're pulling this apart. And I said step one is to say and kind of accept that it's probably both. But you always start with your own reactions and your emotions. You fill up your own cup first. You make yourself and parts of you feel so good because this gets to be processed and met and loved. That's where you start. So step number one, accepting that it's probably both and that you can hold that paradox. It's not one or the other. It's both. Step two, process the emotion. And this usually feels scary to parts of us, to feel like all the insecurity, to feel the hurt, to feel the pain that came up in this situation with your partner potentially, or somewhere completely different. But to feel the stuff without believing the stories, okay? And I know that this feels hard because you've built protection against feeling it, because parts of you are afraid of feeling it and tell stories about that you'll drown, that you'll never feel anything different. All of these things, okay? And they're lies, okay? They're not true. So for you to show up as an inner leader and lead with love is also to take the scared parts by the hand and say, hey, we're doing this, it's okay. And you know that the foundational work that I've set up in alchemy, like the four pillars of embodied self-mastery, go through the steps, like in details you can practice them, like the skills of unidentifying with a protector part of you so you can understand it and meet it and turn towards it and then process the emotions. So there's an episode about that. Go look for it. It's called Four Pillars of Shifting Any Wound or Pattern. And it will go more into that detail. But for now, I'm going to make it even more simple. It's to let the stories about what you're feeling just hang out in the space and go in and feel the sensations of the emotion in your body. And you can do this either by being kind of the sense of the observer in consciousness itself, and just widen the space so that you can feel the waves of the ocean inside of you and just sit and just breathe and just feel it. And we could call this a more masculine approach, and it's beautiful. Or you can go in and embody the emotions. And for some of them, or for some of us, and for some of our emotions, this is what we've been missing. We've been sitting kind of stoically, being the observer of them. But what they actually need is to be embodied. Like, we needed to express them. We needed to punch something. We needed to scream and shout. We needed to cry. We needed to curl up in a ball and be comforted. So this is the more feminine way of processing emotions. And often we've been told that this is wrong. It's too much. It's crazy. So we have another layer of fear around it. But the only way through that fear is to meet with it, right? It's to start doing something differently. It's to start trying this out. So if you want to know more of this, I had a beautiful free session on the power of feeling. And the recording is still up for a few days. If you're listening to this episode when it comes out, that recording is up for another 3 days. And I've just recorded, together with a musician, like a beautiful journey in embodied feeling. And just for a few days, I'm just giving this practice away. So make sure to grab it in my email that I just sent out with this episode. Or you can purchase this in one of the practice bundles that I'm like putting together, because if there's one thing I see that we need guidance on and we need to be held in, it's to step into this power of feeling and shedding the lies about it, and kind of be told and be guided in a way of doing that, exactly what we would have needed when we were 5 years old. Okay, these are the stories about what you're feeling, and these are the sensations. They're just here to be felt. Feel them. Be with them. There's nothing wrong with them. You're not broken. You're not too much. There's nothing wrong with you for feeling what you're feeling. So, just to come back and make a clear kind of roadmap with this. Step one, accepting that it's both. It's you. You have reactions, you have unprocessed emotions, and it might be something in the situation itself, right? Step two, process the emotion. Go in and move with them, feel them, or sit with them, breathe them. Let them be fully felt, but not from the old story. Not from a sense of that you're broken. No, from the sense that you're feeling things and it's okay. It gets to be processed this way. And then step number three. Now, when you've done that, and it might take you 5 minutes, or it might take you 5 days, and sometimes when it's a core wound, it might take you 5 weeks or 5 months. Then you're going to start to feel a different clarity with the situation. You're going to start to feel like you can actually bring something up with this person, without starting to cry or blaming them or calling them, you know, names. So now you'll start having a sense of that you're speaking from you. Hey, you know what I've realized? For me, it's very important that if we're in a relationship, in a partnership, that I feel that I'm your number one. And yes, I have wounding with this. So I might need some extra reassurance. But I also know that even when this wound is healed, that when you're connecting with other people, for you to do that, I need to feel that I'm your number one first, that you've chosen me. And I feel like I'm missing some of that in our relationship. I feel like I'm not getting those signals from you in a way that I want. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you and that you should have known this. No, but I'm asking now, would you be willing to explore this and look at ways to meet me in this? Because I realize that this is really a deal breaker for me. Like, this is important. This is how I want to feel in relationship, and I'm raising that bar for how I want to be loved. And the situation might have been different, right? It might have been something else or something in your workplace, but what I'm pointing to is that now you'll start feeling like you can speak from you. Instead of having to have it make sense, being right or wrong, because this is where we get lost. The mind is looking for what is the right thing in this situation. Are they doing something wrong? Am I doing something wrong? But it was never about that. It's about what you want. It's about how you want to be treated and a sense of being able to trust that. Even if other people don't agree, that's okay. But this is sometimes what I refer to as leading with love. You lead with the love for yourself that you want. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's also nothing wrong with how other people want to do it and the kinds of relationship they want to have. So it's that sense of standing up for what we want without making what anyone else wants wrong. This is the work, my friend. Okay? It will probably not just come easy at the first try because your nervous system is responding and reacting. And the other person's nervous system is responding and reacting and feeling like you're blaming them or whatever wound they're carrying. And like your parts will come up. And we keep reconnecting with this. We keep practicing. We keep regulating our nervous system. We keep practicing feeling. Because when you start to give more room for your own feelings, this is when you can lead with love. This is when you can build the life that you want. This is when you truly can be the artist of your own life and create the relationship that you want and lead from love in them instead of just looping the old patterns again and again. So, just to recap, yes, this is a beautiful opportunity for you to meet with an unprocessed emotion, to heal a wound. Don't waste that. Take the opportunity, because otherwise you're just going to get the opportunity again and again and again. So it's also okay if you don't take the opportunity. No judgment. You're going to get more opportunities. But go feel and process the emotions first and learn the skills of doing this. Because it's not just about healing. It will connect you back in with your power and sense of self and what you want and who you are. Yeah. And that will then bring more clarity to the situation. And I encourage you, I invite you to just do this. Do it for 10 minutes. Put on 2-3 songs and just move and scream or shout or cry or whatever it is that you need. And then you lay down on the floor and just feel into, how am I feeling now? How do I think and look at this situation now that the pent-up emotion has been somewhat released and felt and acknowledged? A majority of the time, you will feel very different already after one session like that. And sometimes we need more. Like, there's more in there that needs to be felt. And more layers, other emotions connected with the first one. This is work worth doing. It's not even work. It's your natural state of feeling things. But we kind of need to pick ourselves up from when we were 5 years old and didn't learn how to do this. So, if you are a woman or a non-binary in a female body that has been projected a sense of like, what I'm feeling is too much, and you have the sense that there's more to this, there's more to my power, There's more to me. There's more to what I want to bring into the world. I don't want to be a victim anymore. I want to lead from love. I want to lead from what I want and stand for that and connect beautifully with others in that way. Maybe help others and guide them or just show up in my relationship with my partner, with my kids in a different way. And then please come join us at the Spain Female Power Journey at the end of May. And if you reserve your spot, which means paying the $400 deposit now in January, you'll get the early bird price. So go read more about that. I think you can feel that there's something about this. There's a sense of power rising inside of you where you've been told lies about what you are and who you should be. And in that, during that week of just disconnecting from your everyday life, your responsibilities, all the like habitual neural pathways that are firing inside of you, and like put all your loving awareness on yourself, and you're going to be so well fed with beautiful food that they grow there at the finca in Andalusia, and just by the teachings and the support and the love surrounding you, and body work and dancing and moving and blah, processing, awakening that power inside of you. Your body, your heart, your soul will be well fed and nourished during this week together, so that you can take that with you back into your life. Go check it out. And you can even reserve your spot to kind of get that early bird discount. And you even have a month where the deposit is 90% refundable, where you can just see if everything works out the way you want it to. If you have, get the funds and the travel plans all in order. This is a beautiful opportunity. I can't wait to guide the women, the people there. And there's already a beautiful group signed up. And you're going to be in such good company with other people wanting to do this work deeply. Okay? No joking around. No, oh, let's, you know, drink a smoothie and call it self-care. Like, no. Deep, deep, deep self-love and self-care. Thank you for listening. I hope that this has been helpful in bringing clarity. I would love to hear how this episode landed with you. You have my email address, eva@selfmasteryandbeyond.com. Reach out, send me a note. How does this land for you? What was the biggest takeaway? And I'll talk to you soon again. So much love.
Thank you for listening. And if this was helpful to you, I appreciate a review in the podcast app that you're using. Until next week.